stupid. So
ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready.
Cue the host.
Go.
Welcome to the conversation. South Florida Talks with Rich Stevens and newsman Dave McBride. Now here's your host, Rich Stevens.
All right, 877-850-8585. If you're just turning on the radio, Dave McBride is on vacation this week. Sitting in the studio for Dave is Michelle Suskauer. And, you know, it's funny because we were brought together because of that schmuck Casey Anthony.
We were brought together.
I mean, that's a way to look at it, right?
Right. Well, you reached out to me, saw me on TV, and then I started listening, and apparently everybody else has started listening too, big time. And then it was a match made in heaven. What can I say?
And the thing that's so amazing to me is that we've had this plan for you to come in for a couple of weeks now.
Right.
And it was really, really amazing to me last night when I got the phone call from a friend with the information about Casey Anthony firing Jose Baez, which is supposed to happen today, by the way.
Okay.
And that's just amazing that this Casey Anthony news. And then we're sitting here. We started the conversation at 9 o'clock. It's 10:05 now. And I just got word that Judge Belvin Perry, remember that name?
Oh, yeah.
He's unsealed two never-before-seen depositions from the doctors who conducted the psychological evaluations on Casey Anthony before the trial. I thought those were kind of things that never got unsealed. And the documents are really significant because they represent the most recent version of Casey Anthony's story about what happened to her daughter, Kaylee.
These are psychological records, actually private records that the judge released, but these were part of a court file.
Right, so I thought this is the part that never gets released.
Well, it first of all, it depends on the court. It depends on the parties. The case is predominantly over, although there's a part that's on appeal. And if there was a public records request and the judge did not feel that there was any reason for this to still be sealed. Remember the jurors' names were sealed for a while. And that is highly unusual. And the judge Belvin Perry sealed the jurors' names because he didn't want them to be harassed or messed with in any way. And finally, he unsealed that. So it's really up to the court.
So now that it's unsealed, how long before we can actually look at these documents? Is it going to be today too?
Oh, I would think it would be today. I think it's going to be all over the place today if they're unsealed. We could talk about it tomorrow.
Do you think there's any timing on this with these videos and the so-called firing of Jose Baez? Do you think any of this has any correlation?
No. I just think it's an unusual... Well, although some people say there's never any coincidences. I don't know, Freddie, what you think, but... I think it just sort of happened. I just think it sort of happened. I think that this Jose Baez thing, if this is actually the case and he's being fired, is probably something that's been in the works for a while.
But of course, he's the lawyer that got her off.
Right.
Yeah, but she doesn't need him anymore. And you know what? He certainly doesn't need her anymore.
No,
he's
sure
never going to have to work another day in his life.
His profile is higher than it's ever been.
So all this time, is he running up a bill with her or is this just... Or is that done?
Well, that's another thing. How did he ever get paid was a very big question.
But he got paid in notoriety.
Oh, well, there's no question. I mean, there's plenty of people who would have taken this case for bupkis. Okay,
would you nothing. Have?
Yes.
You would have done this for free?
Yes, absolutely.
So why didn't you get up there and
I tried.
You could have been part of that
team.
You were outside that courtroom
times? I'll tell you something. They had a great result. He did a great job for her. I have to admit it. I had a lot of, you could Monday morning quarterback all you want, and I certainly had a lot of issues with the way he handled things and certainly the way he handled or mishandled the media. But you know what? She was still acquitted.
Is there a time that a client walks into your office that is a high-profile case, like something like this, where you look and you hear and you listen and you sit down and then you look to your husband and you say, nope, we're not doing it? Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, it definitely it doesn't happen a lot, but there are times when you look at a case and it's not because of what they're charged with. It may be just a variety of situations.
So is there a high-profile case that's happened recently that you can tell me right off the top of your head that you would not have gone after?
No. I mean, I can't see anything where I said, you know, there's no way I'm not going to. I mean, I'm not in the judging business. I'm in the defending business. I'm in the assisting business. So I'm not going to look and say, gosh, look at all these cases. I'm not going to take them. I'm not going to touch them. Any lawyer would be lying if they said that. Absolutely. Of course you want high profile cases, but if you're practicing, you want cases.
So if you were in Jose Baez's shoes during the Casey Anthony trial, would you have done the same strategy that he did, or would yours have been different?
You know, it's hard. It's hard to say that because obviously his strategy worked. It worked. What he did was so unusual because when you have an opening statement and you are presenting as a defense lawyer, and we've talked about this many times. You don't have to prove anything. That if you have no burden of proof at all. But what he did by throwing some things out in his opening statement about the baby drowning in the grandparents' pool and about the father allegedly molesting her, he had no evidence at all that he was going to throw out there. But what did it do to this jury when they heard those two things? It planted a seed in that jury's head, in everybody's head, and people were thinking, wow. They just started hating George Anthony, and they weren't going to believe anything he was going to say. And since he was a star witness for the state, they weren't going to buy the state's case.
So does this mean that the system is flawed a little bit?
I think we have an imperfect system, but it's the only system we have, and it's the best one in the world. But it is flawed, of course it is. But it's our jury system.
So when Jeff Ashton said that he was going to run for state attorney, what's the first thing that went through your mind?
Why?
Do you think he has a chance of winning? I don't.
You know what? I don't know the politics in Orange.